Forest botanist Marjorie Briskavich says the report is sent out every year, giving information on new sites where invasive plants are located. She says part of the new information is a web map with geographic information system technology, pinpointing where people have found new plant infestations, along with locations for all the invasive plant sites in the forest.
It should be useful for anybody who owns land in or near the National Forest or is interested in a certain spot. They can go to this map, zoom in to that location, and find out what invasive plants there may be around there, and then they can also see what kind of treatments have happened on there. So if they find something new or they find an invasive plant, we're always interested in that. If people find something, to please contact us.
High priority areas include the Moqua Barrens, a rare globally imperiled ecosystem in Bayfield County. She says they want to prevent the spread of open land invasive plants such as spotted knapweed and leafy spurge. Briskavich says the forest is in the very early stages of a plant invasion.
Most of our sites, our weed sites, are very small, like the size of your living room maybe, or smaller. And that's great because then we can do simple methods like hand pulling to pull up garlic mustard or whatever. If we can catch it early, we can help, you know, help keep it from spreading even to larger sites. We have a few large sites, but most of them, like 90%, are very small.
Briskavich says prevention is the best way to stop the spread of invasives. She says by keeping things clean, it's a preventative. She says early detection leads to quicker eradication. The website and information is on the Schwamigan Nicolay website, and we have a link at WXPR.org. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.